give or take a few hazy mornings or dust storm influenced afternoons, and the sun shines in Phoenix more than 300 days a year. That's been one of the consistent selling points on why the Valley and the state of Arizona overall should be the center of the universe of the solar industry. Reality, though, indicates something a lot different. Tom Kimbis is Vice President of Executive Affairs for the Solar Energy Industries Association. Kimbis explains what states are doing well and why.
California has been the market leader for a number of years because of its progressive state policies. When you look at what creates a solar market within a state, you look at three things. You look at the amount of sunlight it receives, you look at the competing electricity prices, and you look at any state incentives that are in place. That's why places like New Jersey, that aren't traditionally thought of as particularly sunny, have been leaders.
What do people need to get through their heads in terms of, just because you have that natural resource, there are other steps that need to be taken? It's not just all going to fall in your lap because the sun shines.
I think we're seeing states step up to the plate if they want the jobs that are part of this industry. This is one of the fastest growing industries in the U.S. We now have close to 150,000 Americans employed in solar. And you wonder what's going on in Arizona. The National Renewable Energy Laboratory and the U.S. government use Phoenix as the epicenter of measuring solar radiation or sunshine. Absolutely world-class resources in Phoenix. But the development of the market hasn't met that amount of sunshine that's received. A lot of that has to do with policy uncertainty that's pervaded the state.
There's been considerable controversy about the industry here in Arizona. Even one of the major utilities, there have been obvious fights about that, whether there's certain money going certain directions. How much of a concern is that to the industry in general? And is that something that seems to be happening mostly in Arizona, or is that something that could pop up in other states too?
It's something that can pop up in other states as well. What we need to see happen is for the utilities and the electric grid overall to step up to a level where we can easily accept other forms of energy production, such as distributed solar. What we saw last year in Arizona, which has bled over into 2014, is a real slowdown in both distributed solar, which is what goes on top of Walmarts and Costcos, as well as homes, and utility-scale solar installation. Utilities are trying to find ways to use solar, and solar companies are trying to find the best ways to work with utilities. But you know what? It's a game-changing situation with new technologies and new business models.
If Arizona doesn't figure this out quickly, how far behind could the state fall?
The industry's growing no matter what. If one state essentially turns off the spigot to the job growth, the developers will look elsewhere. And the developers right now are finding the locations that are good for solar for some of the reasons I mentioned. When they develop these projects, guess what? The jobs go with them, and so do the banks and the financing and all the economic benefits. If within a state you have enough uncertainty, you're going to really stifle the amount of investment coming into that state. And that's what's happening in Arizona right now.
Tom Kimbis, he's with the Solar Energy Industries Association.